and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me on. He guides my ways in righteousness. Seated for our Bible reading.
Our gospel reading is from John chapter 14. Reading from verse 1. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place, the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We're here today in memory of Bob Baker, to give thanks to God for his life and to mourn his loss. Bob was born some 78 years ago and brought up in Nuneaton along with his brother John, who was just 13 months younger. They attended schools at Childers Cotton Infants, Shepperton Juniors and Caldwell, Bob then passing the 11 plus to attend Nicholas Chamberlain School in Bedworth. John has very happy memories of their childhood, often playing together with a gang of friends and enjoying the nearby canals, woods and swamps. And despite their mother's warning, often going home with their socks wet and twice as long as they should have been. Holidays were spent in a bungalow, actually John says, more of a tin roof shed, but in the idyllic setting of Caswell Bay on the Gower. At senior school, Bob loved playing rugby, claiming just one try, but which the ref didn't see in the thick fog. Cricket and football too. With John, he shared a passion for doing up a four-date called Josephine, which took them on lots of adventures, sometimes assisted by local farmers when the car needed pulling out of a field. They went all over England, and Wales too, where his mother came from. He and Sandra delighting to revisit some of his favourite spots there just a few months ago. Bob had been taken on by Coventry Council Estates Department after school as a surveying trainee. And it was there that he met Sandra, who tells me she was so unimpressed with his appearance that long before they started going out together, she offered to take him to buy a decent suit. One evening, though, she was on election count duty. Bob was assigned to take her home at the end of her shift and was well turned out enough on that occasion for a romance to begin to blossom, leading eventually to their marriage in 1966. Bob still had a little way to go with studying at home in the evenings, though, before qualifying as an associate of the Royal School of Chartered Engineers. Do I mean that? I mean Chartered Surveyors, don't I? Later serving enough years to be awarded a fellowship. He had spells with a variety of companies, including Courtaulds and Redland, though their being taken over necessitated moves, first of all to Surrey for 2 years, and then here to Newcastle-under-Lyme, where Bob remained with what became Ibstock for a good number of years until his retirement. Once Bob's professional exams had gone out of the way, he and Sandra started a family. Ruth, whose fiancé is Tom, and Ellis, who's married to Kay, have in time given them grandchildren too. Kaylee, Sabrina, Sean, and Nathan, and more recently, 3 great-grandchildren as well, all of whom Bob was very proud of. Ellis says that he learnt from his dad, never look for a gas leak with a lighted match. Never be surprised when you see a blue flash, having put a screwdriver into an electrical socket. And never try to balance on a fragile roof or the side of a skip. Ruth has highlighted a number of memories of Bob. His booming laugh, you couldn't help but join in. And his loud singing voice, you could always hear him above everyone else. Always saying at a get-together, "Are we having fun?" Ruth adding, "We used to take bets on how long it would be before he said it." As well as that, skipping a starter and even leaving some of his main so he had room for his pudding, especially if it had custard on it. Always wearing one of his caps, he had hundreds. At home, loving jigsaws, being a champion Monopoly player, and falling asleep at the drop of a hat. An all-round great, loving, funny dad, Ruth adds. He was looking forward to giving her away, saying he'd waited 51 long years to do it. Bob had many other sides to him, outside family and work. As a young man, in exchange for Sandra watching him play cricket, she asked him to come along with her to Hillfield Evangelical Baptist Church, all of which led him to a faith that became important to him for the rest of his life, helping others find faith too. At Hillfield, he served as a youth leader, which included regularly taking the group youth hostelling. He was a deacon there too, and an elder, as well as serving on Christian beach missions in France. He and Sandra got involved in church life while they were in Box Hill, and then here in St Andrews, where Bob's roles included 4 years as church warden, leading a Bible study group, playing the guitar, and for many years taking the main responsibility for the maintenance of our church buildings. And on top of that, giving quite a bit of similar help to a number of church members who lived on their own. Bob was a keen singer too, as a member of Coventry and Sullivan Operatic Society, then the URC Church Music Group in Dorking, and then the Golf Club Choir here in Newcastle. He had a long-time interest in football, going to watch Coventry City for many years, and more recently becoming a season ticket holder at Port Vale, along with Don Holford, who, together with June, became very close friends. Bob joined the Arts Society, Probus II, serving as its president for a year. With Sandra, he was a keen gardener as well. And they had many holidays together in places as far-flung as Australia, New Zealand, and the States. Norway too, which was one of the many significant rail journeys they went on, Bob having had a lifelong love of trains. And in recent years, they enjoyed a trip out for coffee most mornings, making many new friends in the process, including Glyn and Pauline Wood, in addition to keeping up with old friends, including Lynn and Jeff from their time in Surrey. Bob was a man of tremendous warmth and humour too. Sandra says that he combined being very reliable with being fun to be with. He will be sadly missed by very many of us. And of course, our thoughts and our prayers today are with all of Bob's family and friends. Death is never easy. And when we face the death of a loved one, that's a reminder too of the fact that we will all one day die. In many ways, death is a bit like a journey into the unknown that all of us will eventually have to face, but for many it can be quite a fearful prospect. But if you remember back to the Bible reading that was chosen, the good news is that death need not be something for us to fear. Because though it'll always be something of a journey into the unknown, we've been offered the services of an expert guide. I don't know if you watch the sort of programme on television following a group of people travelling in an unknown country, perhaps to somewhere deep in the Amazon jungle or to the middle of the Himalayas. And very often people doing that kind of journey are offered the services of an expert guide, a friendly local who's familiar with the territory, who can lead the way and show them to their destination. If they've any sense that's an offer they'll normally decide to take up. Deserts and jungles are no place for the uninitiated. And in much the same kind of way, Jesus offers himself to us as an expert guide, as one who'll not only be able to help us find the right path through this life, but is also able to be our guide after we die as well. If you remember, his promise to those who follow him here and now is that because he's gone ahead of us, when we die, we'll find he's already prepared a place for us in heaven, in his Father's house, a place where we can be with him forever. That is a tremendous promise. We can know it's true not only by all the things that Jesus did and said during his life on earth. He's proved his ability to be our guide through death by himself rising from the dead. It's a promise which Bob trusted in since he came to faith as a young man. What's more, it's a promise that's available to every single one of us. Whatever the past, Jesus still longs to be our guide. His offer to accept us when we turn to him is there for all until the day that we die. And his promise, his assurance, is that if we're willing to accept his guidance in this life, he will continue as our guide to lead us to his Father in heaven in the next life. Amen. Let us pray. God of mercy, Lord of life, you have made us in your image to reflect your truth and life. We give you thanks for Bob, for the grace and mercy he received from you, for all that was good in his life, for the memories we treasure today. You promised eternal life to those who believe. Remember for good this your servant Bob, as we also remember him. Bring all who rest in Christ into the fullness of your kingdom, where sins have been forgiven and death is no more. Lord Jesus, your mighty power brings joy out of grief and life out of death. Look in mercy, we pray, on all who mourn. Give to each one patient faith in times of darkness and strengthen them with the knowledge of your love. Heavenly Father, you are tender towards your children, and your mercy is over all your works. Heal the memories of hurt and failure. Give us the wisdom and grace to use aright the time that is left to us here on earth, to turn to Christ and follow in his steps, in the way that leads to everlasting life. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We stand for our concluding hymn. If you're using the orange hymn books, it's number 638. The day thou gavest, Lord, is ended. let us commend Bob to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death and entered into glory. Confident of his victory and claiming his promises for all who believe, we entrust Bob to your mercy in the name of Jesus our Lord, who died and is alive and reigns with you now and forever. Amen. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all today and evermore. Amen. Amen.